WYO, KM4, DTQ.
EQ, this is KJ4, UIO.
They'll be heading home here shortly. SU, clear.
YO, clear.
4VWA, mobile. Anybody out there?
And 4VWA, got a call sign?
Yeah, no, Steve. M0TR mobile.
Oh. That wasn't you, Tom?
Negative. That's my response when somebody IDs that doesn't have a call sign, too, by the way. Good one, Steve. Well, we're in the mountains and headed back towards home. We went to Granddad's to see about getting some apples, and there was too many people there, so we didn't go in. My God, there wasn't a place in the parking lot to park.
Oh, mercy, and that's exactly what my bride and I were going to try to do on Saturday, either Friday afternoon or Saturday morning. Where did you guys go? Up towards Hendersonville?
Yeah, we went to one that we go to a lot, Granddad's. Sometimes we go to Skytop, but we went to Granddad's today, and my gracious, I never seen that many people there in my life, and we go every year. It's just not worth the risk because you got to really crowd in there close inside, so we just turned around and we're headed back home. How'd your wedding go off?
I am a survivor. It went very well, all except for the ineptitude of the sound guy.
I told Phil, he said the repeater's been kind of quiet, and I said, yeah, Steve's probably hung over or just, give out and hadn't been on.
Now, I tell you what, I haven't been on much since last Monday or Tuesday. I mean, starting Wednesday morning, buddy. I 16 hours a day trying to get that stupid thing all finished up with all the bridezilla details. I tell you what, run us all to death, but it was really nice.
It worked out good, Steve. I worried about that COVID-19, and I had a doctor's appointment today, and you wouldn't believe how paranoid he is about it. He says this is the most dangerous part about it is face-to-face. And he's an older doctor. He's been doing it a lot of years. And I had heard that some wedding someplace here a while back in some other state where they had like 71 people get infected with it or some great number. And I was concerned.
Most all of these people, their work positions do not put them in front face-to-face with a lot of people. And I know most all of them. And, yeah, it was a fairly controlled situation. And we checked everybody's temperature coming in. We checked, hand sanitized as they came in. And masks. So, we did every precaution. And so far, nobody's even had heartburn from the food.
Way to do things, Steve. I think that's great. Well, I got two of those non-touch thermometers the other day. I seen them at Costco's. So I ordered them, and I give one to our kids. And they are actually playing football in that. And so I give it to the daughter, and I thought, well, you could even check them if you want. And you can offset it. You can take your temperature and then correct it for you in particular. Where's that highway? It's coming up. Highway 11's coming up real quick. We're on 25 right now. This is N0TR mobile.
Some folks get right sporty and just put it in neutral up there at the top of the hill and coast all the way down. Yeah, you keep it under the sound barrier now.
I'm running 45 here on the exit. It says Cleveland and Gowansville. Yeah, I thought about going straight and stopping at the roadside orchard there, but Bernice says she don't need apples that bad. We just wanted to get out for a nice ride, and I had that wonderful doctor's appointment this morning, which was my annual wellness exam. And, you know, some of the tests they put you through are not the most satisfying in the world.
All you can do is just grin and bear it. Just repeat that for yourself. It's for my own good.
Very true. Yeah, I left fingerprints in the chair when he did the prostate exam, but other than that, it was pretty mundane.
Well, I'll tell you what. I go off of regular insurance onto Medicare, and I got a real good Blue Cross Part G supplement going, so that's going to put quite a chunk of change back in my wife's pocket every month.
You're officially retarded like the rest of us old-timers. I think Phil just got on that, too.
I worry about Phil. You know what? And you are talking about W4NGU, right?
Oh, yeah. As long as we know he's not listening, we can talk about him.
Oh, you know he's listening.
To the wireman a few minutes ago and picked up his materials for his long antenna. I've been doing yard work and haven't had time to do anything with mine. Haven't quite decided yet since I had a couple of trees removed, and I just been in too much lower back pain to mess with it, but I'm getting anxious. I got all the parts.
Good. And I've been looking at things, and I think I'm going to hold off on that 590S. I'm recovering from the wedding. Man, I tell you what. Yeah, I think we're finally going to get Bill up on the air.
Yeah, and he did the right thing. He bought that wire that I recommended and that Bill had recommended to me. I really like the looks of it. It looks tough. It's copper-clad steel with black coating on it. I don't know what the outside is. You know, it's wire. But it looks a lot better than just copper-clad steel. And, heck, that thing has as much as 10 dB gain. And it ought to be a great antenna for him. It's 265 feet long. That's the only thing. And he's got the acreage, he said, so I have to go over 4 yards, but I got good neighbors. And see, there is no obligation on that 590S. It's sitting over there. I plug it in once a month, and sometimes I even transmit on it and make sure everything's working right, and it ain't eating nothing, and I'm just fine on that. It's a very nice radio, and it ain't, like I said, it ain't eating nothing. And it's paid for. It's N0TR.
Maybe just as soon as I can catch my breath and recover economically from this shindig, maybe I can come over and we can talk about it some. But in the meantime, let's talk about wood. I need to get over there and get the rest of that up, get it cleaned up. Do you know when it's supposed to start raining?
Bernice said Thursday, and Friday in particular, from that hurricane. But I think they give just a 60% chance on Thursday even, but it wouldn't surprise me none if we got a pretty good rain then. I can't tell you the odds on Thursday, Steve, without looking. And I'm a-driving, but yeah, you're welcome. Come get that anytime.
Okay. Well, tomorrow's Thursday. This week is just getting away from us faster than I can turn around. So anyhow, maybe if it doesn't rain too much, I can slip over there either Friday afternoon late or Saturday morning. How's that sound?
Sound like a plan. Just give me a buzz. Steve, we don't have any plans to go anywhere. The wood looked really good. I'm glad it went away. Man, that ought to be some good stuff. Bernice cleaned all that up down there and raked it up. And it's even easier to walk down there now. You don't have to stumble over them little limbs and that. I had a pine tree fall back here in the back. That if you want it's perfectly dried pine. I mean, it's it would make a good fire starter if you want to pick that up, or if you're not interested. I don't know about burning pine. I can't comment. I never did.
Well, I'll have to get it up, but I don't believe I'll take it. Pine's just got too much resin in it. It gets on you. It's on your chimney and all that good stuff, and I've always stayed away from pine, even though I have an abundance of it.
Since that's what I'd always heard, and I never did burn it, but it's just like back home we had cottonwood, and it burned like paper, but if you throw one of them in there to start a fire with, it was excellent. That's all I was thinking of. No, it's not hurting anything. I took my little battery-operated saw down there and threw the back pane and all. It was only, 6 inches in diameter, Steve. And it was real easy and real light because it's dry and it's all out of the way. That's where I take our brush and stuff, way down there at the back behind the targets, you know. And, I'm looking at a... I don't know if that's Baldface Mountain or what, as I approach our turnoff on 101. It's really beautiful today up there. There's some rocks sticking up there in the middle of the green.
What you can see is either Glassy Mountain or Bald Rock over towards Caesar's Head. Probably if you're at 101, what you're seeing is Glassy.
Sorry, Mobile. Roger. Yeah, beautiful farm over there, on the north side of the road, I guess it is. And we're on 101, which is absolutely my kind of country, being from Kansas. I love this. This is more like the Wichita National Forest up around Springfield, Missouri, in that area. I just dearly love it. I used to love to ride motorcycles in it.
You were from Missouri. Yeah. I don't know why I was thinking you was from Bill Clinton country.
You don't need to say that in the same breath. No, I was actually from southeast Kansas. We were 5 miles from the Missouri line, just a few miles from the Oklahoma line and Arkansas line. It was called the four-state area. And actually, Dan Bickford, that's on Channel 7 Weather, started out there.
How about that? Well, do you ever miss it?
Things I miss would be going out and visiting the farm when Bernice's mom was alive. And I miss old cutting wood. I like that real well. And hunting and fishing in the old strip mines. But that was getting less and less. People were buying up the lands and building $500,000 houses on all of the good fishing holes. We had lots and lots and lots of strip mines, Steve, that were 100, 120 years old. And when I was a kid up until my 30s, you could go out and fish any one of them. Now, there's still lots of game management areas, and you can fish those. But it's not like the old days where you just go anywhere.
Tell me about strip mining, man. Shoot, I'm originally from eastern Kentucky.
Did you fish in them up there? Were they that old?
Well, tell you what, once they strip mine the top of the overburden off, they filled the streams and the creeks. The streams and the creeks had to find a new way to, for the water to run. I can tell you a hundred little small streams up there that don't exist anymore.
Yeah, that's a lot of the horror stories. Well, in recent years, and I say recent, the last probably 30, 40 years, they've made them, in Kansas anyways, mine land reclamation, in Missouri too. And so they would keep the, they would take off the upper crust with a drag line, and they'd dig the coal with the shovel, and they had to set aside the topsoil. And they had to go back and put all the topsoil back. Well, it's good enough for grazing and cattle and horses and things like that, but it's not good enough for planting crops on. But it's quite nice. They really cracked down on them. We had one of the biggest steam shovels in the world. It wasn't steam. It was called Big Brutus. It's now a museum up there in Hallowell, Kansas. I think it was 80 cubic yards. But I went up and rode on one up there at Lacine near Kansas City that was 140 cubic yard drag line.
You couldn't use anything that, like that up there where I'm from because the mountains were so deep. You know, there was no way to get something that big back in there. Yeah, where I'm from, they didn't come out with the reclamation until it was pretty cut up and chewed up. There's an old song up there. Kind of, some of the words was, "I'm sorry, my son, you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train done hauled it away."
Yep, very sad. Well, they watch the environment a lot more carefully now, and Peabody was huge. The place I worked at for 32 years, our primary product when I first went there was coal mining equipment. So I've hooked up hundreds and hundreds of weed ag dryers and just anything, you know, feeders and cyclones, and I can't tell you all the different huge pieces of equipment we made for the coal mine industry. And then all at once it started going to heck, and then we got into making giant molds for Goodyear. We did that a while, and we did kilns for destroying mustard gas and all the different gases of World War One, and I wired all the panel boxes for it. We did large water valves for cities up to 144 inches in diameter, Steve, and that valve weighed 50,000 pounds.
Wow. Well, that's just a tinker toy.
They told me, they used to fly me out as an engineer to oversee the installation and wiring and stuff, and I enjoyed that because I didn't have to travel very often. But if they were engineer short, they'd send me as an engineer, and I'm not, don't claim to be. That would be disrespectful to engineers. But I was the head electrician there, and they'd send me out. And they told me once they were sending me to a sewage lift station in Miami, Florida. And I thought, OMG, you know, you could eat off the floor in that place. It was amazing. So I'll say 73's enjoyed it, and come see us and send your old TR.
Tom, and maybe Friday afternoon, depending on how much rain we get. All that good stuff left, let's see. So anyhow, I'll be in touch also, sir.
Okie doke. I think we're only a few miles from home now. Beautiful day. Have a good day. Say hello to the wife. It's in 0TR clear.